At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Harbaugh now heads to Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws and touchdown.
I was just trying to show off, man.
I want to be known as world champions. We're going to do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better than that?
Well, happy Friday, folks. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Woldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huckenduggan.
It's me. I'm on my phone because I have to check into our flight in like 1 minute because I'm coming to Los Angeles for the Charger game because it's in like 2 days.
That's right. Let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
It's just, I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't be so excited. Like, I'm in the back of my mind telling me, like, chill out, relax, don't get so hyped up. But then this other part of me is just like bouncing off the walls. Yeah.
I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa.
Nice pull.
I like that.
There you go. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, the Friday episodes are back because there's so many things to talk about. So many new things that have popped up. And it's still Raider week. Last I checked, it's still Raider week. So we've got the Raiders. We've got a Craig experience. And we've got bold predictions to make that we teased on the end of the last episode. But first and foremost, let's get some of this stuff out of the way. Suck my butt shirts, folks. We got them. You want them.
Do we have them in our possession already?
I'm picking them up in 2 hours.
Oh my God.
It's so going ridiculous. Down.
We will have a extremely limited amount. So if you want one of these hot puppies, you got to come up to us and whisper gently in the air, I respectfully request for you to suck my butt.
Dude, it's going to be fun when people know the inside joke, but I'm also going to be grossed out when somebody whispers that into my ear.
You guys, Coach Duggan.
Yeah.
We're checked in.
What group are we in?
We're in B. B1.
B!
We could not have been a better. See, we're winning getting this.
Come
on.
We're
winning the flights. We're winning the game. We're winning the weekend.
It doesn't get much better than that. All right. So, yes, suck my butt shirts. We have them. Very limited amount. So if we've got one and you whisper that in our ear, we'll give it to you. If not, we'll figure out something else.
Just let us. I want to see you coming before you sneak up behind my back and whisper that in my ear.
Yeah. If you like.
No, I want to see. I want to see
us with that.
I want to see you come up behind Kevin, back hug him and whisper into his ear.
Bug it.
That's what I want. One of them. Tony Francis will do it.
Tony Francis 100% will do it. He'll probably scream it, actually. And just a reminder, we're going to have our first post-game live podcast after the game. So if you're at the game, do we know where we're going to be? Is it the...
Yeah, so it's with Pablo at the Die Hard Bowl Club. Thank you, Pablo, for hosting us.
Thank you,
but
Pablo.
Go to Thunder Alley, and you'll see us. You'll see a light. You'll see us. We'll be there after the game.
Yeah. So we will have our first live podcast. We're going to record it. It's not going to get posted live, but if you guys have questions, some Ask Bolt Fam questions, get it to us. We'll have a Twitter post up. Get it to us as soon as you can. Short and sweet is preferred because, hey, man, we're going to be live. It's going to be post-game. Emotions are going to be high. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But please get them to us ASAP. All right. Talk about what's been happening here. Chargers finally released a hype vid, the first hype vid of the 2024 season. And my God.
It was so good, dude.
The goosebumps, the heart rate, the blood pressure was all... on the rise,
yeah.
Watching the Dream On hype video that the Chargers posted.
I love Sean.
So good.
Sean Merriman doing it makes it even more special. It's just cool. And they had a moment where they showed like Chargers history, and then they brought it to where we are now and what we're going to do now with Harbaugh. It was the perfect hype video.
Yes. Yeah, there was a quick, it was so funny. There was a quick shot, I rewatched it again, where I'm not sure who the player was, but he was hitting Lance Allworth on the pads. For a second, I was like, oh, is that Jim Harbaugh hitting him on the pads? But it's like, there's no way, because that's Lance Allworth.
Unless he had a DeLorean, no way.
Yeah, but it just, it made me hype to see, like, we still haven't seen Harbaugh doing that to Herbert yet, hitting him on the pads.
I got to bring my binoculars, because we're not going to see, we're not going to have the broadcast, so we're going to be sharing the binoculars, one eye each, you know what I mean?
It's my turn, guys. Come on. I can't see. But it's a fantastic video. If you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out if you want to get fully bolted up. And then this news came out. The 53-man roster, we all knew about. But then the unofficial depth chart came out. And there was a name at fullback that we were not expecting to see. And that is the ginger boy from BSU, Scott Matlock. Our original D lineman, who had a couple offensive plays, to be fair, during the preseason. So I was like, okay, maybe there's something to mix it up here. Just something to have some fun with. No, he is listed as the official fullback starter for the offense.
300-pound fullback.
Dude, I think I just think that's just what fullbacks have to be. I mean,
yeah.
I was listening to Lo Neal on the Believe podcast with Matt Smith, and he was talking about fullbacks nowadays, they just get in the way. He's like, back when I played, we moved linebackers. Like, we would, you have to get them out of the way. You don't just get in the way of them so that the running back can make a cut. Like, you have to move people. And linebackers are big. They're not little boys. Like, if you're not a 300-pound guy, you're not moving those linebackers. I mean, you look at what the Ravens did with Ricard. It's the same. He's pretty much, Matlock's like a tiny bit bigger than Ricard, but it's like the same type of vibe as what the Ravens did. Obviously, Greg Roman, Harbaugh are like, yeah, we're just going to pit our biggest, most athletic guy in the backfield, and he's going to move people. And that's so freaking cool. So I thought about this in the upcoming game against the Raiders. Max Crosby is an issue. Let's just call it like it is.
Yeah.
He's an issue.
Yeah.
I love this idea of running 20 personnel. So you have two running backs, no tight ends, and then three wide receivers, or you go 21 personnel if you want a tight end on the field. But you have Matlock, just he's like in a offset eye position towards Max Crosby. And he just, if it's a pass, he's just going to sit inside. So Joe Alt can set really deep. If Max tries to come inside, he's got a 300-pound ginger ready to say peekaboo, you know?
Ready to peekaboo. Eat his soul.
Yeah, I just think that it's just like, just take that guy out of the game. I know it's two guys and that sucks, but I don't know. I just think that you can get so creative with pass pro with Matlock back there.
Definitely.
Now, he's obviously not an offensive lineman, so he's not going to be able to just sit there and pass set. But if you have him as support to help, let Joe Alt overextend and set really deep. And if Max tries to come back, he's just sitting there for a little peekaboo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Matlock thing, I think, is so exciting. Just, dude, you have Scott Matlock at fullback, and then you have Gus Edwards getting the ball.
Good
as
luck.
The tailback.
That's 500 and something pounds coming at you.
Yeah.
540 pounds?
Downhill.
Dude.
Yeah.
Half a ton.
It's a fun little wrinkle that doesn't necessarily overcomplicate the situation. Right. Like, it's just a fun wrinkle to add Scott Matlock on the offensive side and still be a defensive lineman backup. Like, he will play both sides of the ball. And Harbaugh was asked about that, and he had this on Matlock. He said, I expect him to play two ways, three ways, because he's going to play special teams too. He's going to play defense. He's one of our top defensive linemen, starting fullback, and then he's starting on a couple phases in the kicking game too. This poor guy. Somebody keep him hydrated, please.
I hope he's in shape, man. This is like Pop Warner stuff with a team that doesn't have a lot of players. Like, you have kids that play both ways. You just have to. And that's cool that Matlock is at that level. And what he's capable of bringing to this team is that diverse. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it is. That's how you earn a roster spot. I think realistically, he gets 5 to 8 plays on offense. He's not going to be on the field.
For sure.
Situation. And probably less than that on defense, because he's at the bottom of the depth chart as the interior defensive lineman.
Is he out there first play of the game?
As fullback? Maybe. That might be
I think first play of the game, he's out there and he pops somebody in the mouth.
Yeah.
Takes their soul.
Cool. Just ginger on ginger crime. Go right at Max Crosby.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Ginger on ginger
Can gingers steal each other's souls?
They don't
we'll
have
it. Find
you
out.
Can't stamp it, double stamp.
Yeah, you can't triple stamp it, double stamp it.
Yeah, I mean, just the amount of value.
Gingers don't have souls. We love gingers. I really don't mean it. We're not an anti-ginger.
No, obviously a joke. Yes, obviously a joke.
Obvious. No, just the amount of value you're getting from Scott Matlock, who was a 6th round pick, man.
Yeah.
A 6th round pick now is playing in every element of this game. It's fantastic.
And it becomes an issue if Scott Matlock gets hurt now.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, he put himself into a position where we don't want to see that guy end up on the injury report either. And last year, it's like, bummer. It'd be fun to see him out there. Now it's like, that's going to shift some plans for the game.
Yeah. No, Ben Herbert's going to be in his pocket for sure. Scott Matlock on Playing Both Ways said, we started off on the goal line, tight end to block. Then I was successful at that. So they were like, okay, maybe let's try it here. And it kind of just over the days expanded into what it's become. I think that's kind of how it went. It wasn't like a foreseen thing, to be honest. I would say it just comes naturally. It runs in the family. Big bro Steven was an O-lineman at the University of Idaho. In high school, I was O-line. Growing up as a kid, I was always bigger than my fellow friends and teammates and Pop Warner and that kind of stuff. I was always an O-lineman, so I feel like blocking comes naturally. Just knowing leverage and knowing where to play is supposed to hit kind of thing. I love it. Anything I can do to help the team, I'm going to do. Offense, defense, and special teams.
I'm kind of feeling a Matlock jersey, dude. I'm kind of feeling it.
If this becomes an impactful situation, I think we should all get Matlock.
He's like a Charger. He's like a Charger mascot, dude.
Yeah, if he can be like a legit fullback that gets on the field significantly and makes blocks, I feel like we haven't had one. You know, like even when we drafted Xander Horvath, everyone was so excited.
Last one was
like,
probably
we got a fullback
Hester.
Now.
Hester, huh? Kind. Last one was probably Hester, kind of.
No, but it wasn't. It was what's his face, Watt.
Sorry, you're right, Derek.
Yeah,
Derek
we had. Watt. Derek Watt, and he was, I mean, he was good, but even then it was like, he's a special team all-star. They put him out there, but he's not like a wreck people fullback.
Sure.
I feel like I think Derek Watt was the last real fullback that we truly had that saw significant playing time.
Yeah.
Man, that would be fun to have a real fullback again.
I'm excited.
And there's some other quotes here from some of the other players. Justin Herbert on the offseason so far, he said, it's been a fun test. Definitely learned a lot. Definitely go through some things you don't want to have to experience.
Yeah. It sounded like by all accounts, he was in it. And it sounds like all of the news about his foot and how severe it was kind of all bullshit reporting.
Yeah, the prognosis doesn't seem to fit the narrative.
He even said, like, I didn't have plantar fasciitis. He said that in the interview. He's like, my foot was sore. What are you guys talking about?
Right.
Who said that?
Yeah. Like, who's saying this shit? So that was fascinating in his interview.
Yeah.
He said. When your coach just says he's working on something, reporters are going to take that to mean the worst thing possible. Because if it was something little, he would tell us.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was just a matter of Harbaugh not telling exactly what it was. So people got excited.
And I just don't, he didn't get interviewed after that injury too. So it was like this cloak of mystery of like, what's going on? This is the first time they got to ask him about it was yesterday.
Yeah. Justin also said it was one of those things where I went in, was getting a little sore. So I talked to them about it. There wasn't really one moment where I felt it happen. We're through it and we're looking forward.
We're through it. Okay. I'm fine. You're fine.
I work through it.
Stop.
But I do think this lends to the idea of why we went out and got Heinicke as a backup. Harbaugh seems to be very cautious of even little owies. And I think in the past, Justin would never have said anything. He would have just sucked it up and played through it.
Powered through.
But I think Harbaugh is he gets dinged up, he's going to pull him. And he's a head coach that would actually be like, no, you're not going back in. Whereas previous head coaches are like, oh, okay, you still want to play? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think you have to have a real backup if you're going to be cautious and keep him healthy for the whole season. So I think that whole story lends to why they gave up a draft pick for Heinicke.
Definitely. Another quote from Justin on the upcoming season said, it's a great opportunity. That's what's so fun about football, to go out there and make something happen. We know how last year went, and we're all well aware of how we got here. We've got to learn from it and attack the next year and know we have the confidence that we can go out there and Sunday and play fast and play free.
Come on, Justin.
Love it.
my special boy do special things on this special Sunday.
He will.
Please.
He will. Just wait for it. It's going to happen.
Nothing but confidence.
Harbaugh and Justin said, right out of the chute, one of the best leaders I've ever been around. From day one, he was a rock in every way. The hardest worker, the tone setter, the strategist, the performer, the producer. How else do you want a guy to lead? He leads from the front. It's tremendous. There's not a day where he comes where he's late or disheveled or not ready to work. Every day he's gotten the proper sleep and hydration and recovery. You know he studies because he has everything down cold the next day he comes in. He's always early, hours early. I think that probably covers any and every way. And he's just a great guy too, a great teammate.
I love him.
He's so nice.
So, okay, quick question. Obviously, this was like the only knock against Justin coming out of college was he wasn't a great leader. Do you think Jim Harbaugh knows that? He knows that that's what the critics are saying. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's just beating to death people's doubts about him and like going over the top with these statements?
Well, if you say something enough times, it becomes true in a lot of ways. So I'm sure Justin's hearing this. Like, why not?
I do believe in fairies. I do. I do.
I do believe in Justin. I do. Like, I think it's there 100%. Is he hyping it up maybe a little more than what's happening? Yeah. Is it?
I mean, he talked about his leadership skills in the elevator that was stuck.
Yeah. He was the last one to come out. Didn't sweat. Straight up leader.
Yeah. Sweatless.
Yeah.
Yeah. No sweat. Leader.
Yeah,
leader. Totally. By the way, I'm going to be sweating my you-know-what's off on Sunday at the tailgate.
Oh, dude.
There's no leadership
baby
over here.
Powder, yeah. Dude, I'll bring some baby powder.
We will be leadless. Now, I don't know, man. I feel like Harbaugh has just stepped into, like, the best position he possibly could have. Because, I mean, to take from what I heard on Colin Cowherd, like, he didn't have to come into this trying to figure out, all right, how am I going to rebuild this team around a quarterback, like, or we need to get another quarterback because we don't have one here. It's like, you've got the quarterback here, dude. You just got to build everything else around this guy.
Yeah.
It's the best situation he could be in. And so I think every time he comes to the podium and he's asked about it, he's like, God, isn't this great? Like, I just have Justin Herbert sitting over here. Have you seen this guy?
Isn't
doesn't sweat
great?
In an elevator. This guy's amazing.
Yeah.
And then some other player notes. Dan Pomper tweeting out Jim Harbaugh and Joe Alt facing Max Crosby. There can't be a bigger test right out the gate. Joe's prepared for it. I can't wait to watch him compete, starting out against a premier edge player in this game, in the history of the game, really. High praise for Mr. Crosby.
Yeah, well, Crosby's a problem. We all know he's a problem. He's always been a problem. But he's not a problem for our left tackle, because he never goes over there because he gets owned by, you know. You know who he is. So guess what? We brought in Joe Alt, right tackle. What are you going to do? If you know, I'm just excited to see what this can mean for the pocket for Justin and not having to put so much effort into putting everybody on Max. Like, I just hope Joe has a great game. Like, he's going to have some missteps, a couple maybe, you know, but first game, first NFL game, I think he's going to do better than what we've seen at right tackle, though, in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember it was Rashawn Slater's first game? We had the Washington football team, I think is what they were.
Yeah. And you own Chase Young.
But Chase Young, it was so built up that this is going to be this giant matchup. And he just completely shut him down.
Yeah,
so
Joel has
an opportunity to set the tone for his young career right now of, no, I can go out there and block anyone. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun test. It's a great litmus test of where he's at and how prepared he is to play right tackle.
Yeah, big time.
100%.
And even seeing, like, I've seen some clips of Rashawn Slater, like, working with Joe Walt personally, like, on technique and everything like that, practicing with Morris Brash, trying to get the technique down. So it's awesome that you've also got that leadership from Rashawn. Let me get this guy caught up completely.
Yeah.
And then on Derwin, Chris Rim tweeting out Derwin James on his reaction to seeing the Raiders on the schedule for week one. Let's fucking go. Said he was motivated by last year's 63-21 loss. Can't embarrass me like that. Obviously fuel for the fire. And then Derwin on the upcoming year from Dan Pomper said, I turn on the tape every day. I'm not a liar, like complacent, like, oh, I'm playing good. No. He and Jesse Minter then charted a course to resurgence. Let's restake the claim as you being one of the best safeties in football. Love that.
Amen, brother.
Let's go. Yeah.
And then
he is, though. That's crazy, because he is one of the best safeties in all of football.
But just got lost in the scheme.
Like, I just can't explain what happened. I wonder what those meetings with him and Jesse Minter look like. Like, what info he's giving him as to how he was broken by the previous, like, scheme. Like, how he just wasn't utilized or he wasn't comfortable or whatever it was. It's just, it's so mind-boggling. I really hope they find a way to get him back to his normal Derwin James self.
Mm-hmm. And then Derwin also adding, I don't know. I don't have to question who I am, bro. I know who I am. When I go home every day, I look in the mirror. I know who I am, bro. So just getting back to that.
He's putting a lot of weight on his shoulders for this, and I like that. That's a leader. That's what he is for this team. Right. Like, you know, it's going to start with those guys. It's going to start with Justin. It's going to start with Derwin. Like, these guys are setting the tone this first game. It's going to trickle down to everyone else.
Yeah. No, it's been really fun to watch these guys grow from rookies to leaders in the locker room. And the fact that everybody's behind Jim Harbaugh and this whole new coaching staff and everything they're trying to do just builds to that excitement coming into this season. And then Joe Reedy tweeting out, your referee for the Chargers Raiders on Sunday is Scott Novak. His crew called the least penalties in the league last season.
Let him play.
Let him play.
Let him cook. That's not what we saw last night in the Chiefs-Ravens game.
They really wanted to be a part of that game, huh?
Dude, that tackle being misaligned, that was such a joke. They called on Staley like four times that he wasn't lined up close enough to the ball. Yeah. His foot was even with the guard's foot. I don't know. That just feels a little bit like a Chiefs.
Dude, Taylor Swift was there. What are you going to do? You can't have them lose if Taylor Swift is there. You know? Well,
Travis Kelce didn't beat Jack Doo-Doo.
No, he doesn't. Hey, that's the one thing I took from that game. Travis Kelce's not looking like the dominant Travis Kelce from last year.
Their number two tight end looks solid, too.
Yeah. And he just got an extension, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Hey, he's a freaking $100 million podcaster now. So where's the motivation? You're getting paid more to talk to your brother than you are to play football. Just think about it.
It's true.
Just think about it. Something to think about.
And then looking at the game preview, NFL.com putting out the predictions for the game. Six people think Chargers are going to win. Four think the Raiders, but all around, these are pretty close.
They're all one scores.
Yeah, they're all like
a lot of them are 1 point. Yeah.
I think Vegas has us winning by three, and they're pretty good at what they do. So I'm just gonna lean into that. I think it's more than that, but I'm feeling so confident going into this game. I always do week one, but something special about interacting with these Raider fans on Twitter this week has really made me more confident. I don't know what it is.
You feel like they're lashing out because they're insecure about their team?
Exactly. Like some of the stuff they're saying, what they're bringing up is fascinating that we're not talking about the present at all, the current at all.
Yeah, but what about
last year, the backup game and 63 points and rings from the 70s, blah, 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 blah. Shut up.
How about that little ass boy at QB? How about that?
Yeah, little ass
boy.
How
about that? How about that? All right. Looking at the injury report, this is as of Thursday. We see four players on the Chargers injury report. DJ Chark dealing with a hip injury. Now we know Chark hasn't been cited at practice for a while, and now we know it's a hip related injury, and he hasn't practiced Wednesday or Thursday. Herbert on there with the foot injury, getting two full practices in.
That was weird too, because he wasn't on there, and the league called the Chargers and said, put him on the list.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why?
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't fully understand how that all works.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. Quite frankly. But I mean, he's getting full practices in, so there you go.
Yeah.
He's
it doesn't make sense because Joey Bosa had a broken hand.
He's not on there.
He doesn't have to be on the list. And Justin had a sore foot and he's on the list.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we talking here? What's going on?
I don't know.
All hail Ben Herbert. I just want to say that. Probably one of the healthier first games we've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Palmer showed up on the list on Thursday with a knee-related injury, but still got a full practice in, so not too worried about that. And then Tarheap still also dealing with a hip injury. He has been getting limited practices in Wednesday and Thursday.
It's all in the hips.
Raiders, on the other hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys on their injury report.
They don't have Ben Herbert. It shows.
Clearly, it shows.
Yeah.
They only had one guy not practice, and that was their newly acquired center slash guard, Jackson Powers Johnson, dealing with an illness. Everybody else getting limited or full practices in, but Malcolm Kuntz being one of those guys dealing with a knee injury, so that could be beneficial for the Chargers.
Well, he's not going to get past Rashawn Slater all day anyway. So.
Yeah. He's screwed.
Just take a week off.
Yeah, and their newly acquired tight end, Brock Bowers, dealing with a foot injury, getting limited practices in as well. So
yeah, we've talked about it in the past. It's like, even if they're practicing, they have some kind of lingering something going into the game.
Exactly.
You know, it's never good to be, even if you're full participant, it's never good to be on the injury report, because that means you're pushing through something. You're not at 100%.
You're working through something.
Yeah, they're working through it, and you never know what the extent is, but there's something that's keeping them from being 100%. So
right.
That's a big, long injury report for the Raiders.
Yeah. Love to see it. Well, you know what else is pretty nice is our friend Chris Gates over at Chris Gates Fitness. Listen up. If you're listening to us, you're obviously a big football fan, but if you have health and fitness goals too, hey, we're the place for you, because we have a new sponsor, Chris Gates, and his online fitness membership called Training Camp. Training Camp is a monthly fitness program designed specifically for football fans, and it's honestly like nothing I've ever seen before. As soon as you mention beer and fitness, my ears perk up.
Oh, no.
I'm intrigued.
This is the time of the year where I do not work out very much. This is like, I got myself to this point so I don't have to work out. But, you know, combining a little bit with some football related, I want to train like the players.
Yeah.
I want some of those plyometrics, some of that good stuff. Give me that good stuff.
Yes. So Chris has been coaching people for years. He's a massive football fan, and he's created a community in Training Camp that blends fitness and sports together to help you achieve your goals while connecting with a community of sports fans doing the same thing. Whether you've struggled to stay consistent in the past, felt confused about what exercises to do, or needed more accountability, Training Camp is here to help. When you join Training Camp, you'll get top-notch coaching from Chris. He'll deliver monthly workout plans to help remove all the guesswork with exercising, so you can just show up, put in the work, and have confidence that what you're doing is working. The workout plans are customizable and designed to fit your busy lifestyle, so you can stay consistent and see progress. You'll also join the private online Training Camp community, where members gather for support, participate in challenges, win prizes, and more. Training Camp is centered around sustainable results. No crash diets or extreme routines. You can drink beer. Come on.
Yes.
Tailgate for games in the fall and make progress. And Training Camp will teach you how. And you get all this for less than your weekly coffee run. In fact, right now, Chris is offering a massive discount. If you sign up this week, you can get your first month for just $10. That's 80% off the monthly price. Head over to chrisgatesfitness.com/chargerschat. Or hit the link in the description to sign up and use code ChargersChat to get that discount. And while you're checking that out, you can also go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/ChargerChat. Check out all the fun, silly videos we got over there. There's lots going on. We got Coach's Corners as well. If you're curious, Coach is flexing his coaching prowess over at patreon.com/ChargerChat. And if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, like t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask both fans. So go check out chargerchat.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, folks, time to go on to the next segment. You know him, you love him, and now he's here on Fridays. It's a primo spot. I'm talking about the Craig Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
As we dredged painstakingly through the offseason, we find ourselves almost at the finish line. Well, by the time you're seeing this, you will have already witnessed Thursday Night Football, Chiefs versus the Ravens. Hopefully the Ravens pull that out for a couple of reasons, mainly because, well, we hate the Chiefs. But also, I got a couple players that I may or may not have started in this game on my fantasy team. We'll see. That's not really important. What is, though, is that we are just mere days away from the kickoff of week one of Chargers regular season football and the official start of the Jim Harbaugh era. And no one's more excited about it than me. As all of you know, or many of you, depending on how long you've been around, I've been championing this hire for quite some time. It was one that I felt like the team absolutely had to make if they wanted to eventually become contenders, because you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the coaching to cultivate younger talent and not just have those guys that you draft in the first round that you expect to perform anyway, you're going to find yourself in a pickle, because eventually all that top heavy stuff is going to run its course. And if you don't have the players that have been developed behind it, you'll be exposed, because injuries can and do happen. Players do price themselves out and move on, and then reality sets in. But let's get to the crux of this, shall we? Again, week one, y'all already know what it is. I'm back in full force. CC gang, the biggest of salutes into the rest of the Bo fam. What is goody? She got Craig in Texas. And welcome to the week one edition of the TCE. Let's get to work. Okay, so not that you guys need a grand trip down memory lane. I just like being historically accurate. So just in case, in the event that you need a refresher, I want to help you out. Does the score 63 to 21 mean anything to you? Well, do you want to know who's been relishing in it all offseason? That's right, you guessed it. Raiders fans. And for the record, they've been talking really spicy over a game that featured Easton Stick at quarterback, no Keenan Allen, no Mike Williams, no Joey Bosa, and basically a team that was completely over their then master of head coaching deception, Brandon Staley, now in San Francisco. Best of luck to you out there, man, or not. I really don't care. I'm trying to actively forget you. But now in a new year, Raiders fans are still acting like this new regime has to somehow find their resolve to avenge the prior season's performance. Don't get that part. We're talking as if like a Jim Harbaugh team isn't fit to run circles around a team coached by a novice with Uncle Rico as their signal caller. Imagine that. Folks, we all want this game badly. I will speak for myself. Absolutely. I mean, what better way to start off the year than with a dub and forcing Raiders fans to cower back into their little Twitter caves until week 18 when, I mean, I surmise by that point, they'll be completely destitute. Davante Adams will maybe have forced his way out via trade, and Aiden O'Connell will be the new captain of that sinking ship. So I look forward to that. It'll be good times. And as far as the game itself goes, some of the things that I'm going to be looking for, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. I'm sure all eyes are going to be on Joe Alt, you know, as he gets baptized by fire against Max Crosby. But if he holds his own or finds a way to neutralize one of the league's best pass rushers, all that held a grudge about him being the pick at number five will finally be at ease. At least I guess you should be. Malik Nabers, you're still my boy, no matter what. But I digress. This new and improved running game, can't wait to see that in action. Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins with, hey, the ginger juggernaut, Scott Matlock playing chaperone at fullback. And hopefully they will eventually break the will of the silver and black ball sacks there in like the third and fourth quarter and just salt the game away. Nothing would make me happier than just to see an old school thrashing. Would be such to my delight. But we shall see. Then there's also Ladd McConkey. Can't wait for him to make his presence known in the passing game. As long as he's healthy, I expect him to lead the team in targets for the year. And don't be shocked to see Herbert and him establish that connection early within this actual matchup. I fully expect Josh Palmer to become one of the more respected names on the team, maybe more of a household name as the season finds its way through. Because, I mean, he's already got that rapport with 10, and that should only continue to grow. And Palmer's already stepped up in big moments in the past when he had to become the number one receiver when both Keenan and Mike Will were out in years past. He just has to stay on the field also. So these are all contingent upon guys staying healthy, of course. But you feel a little bit better if a couple guys go out for any extended period of time just because of the churning of the roster and the fact that we now have leadership that understands what it means to build a roster from the bottom up and assuring that if a guy goes down, that doesn't necessarily mean it's completely the end of your season. Now, of course, if something were to happen to Jay Herbo, different story. Maybe, but that Taylor Heinicke trade, you know, it was for a reason. I'm not saying that they're definitely worried about anything happening to Herbert, but did you see Easton Stick in the preseason? Yeah, that you don't sit or rest on your laurels with that. You definitely make a move, and it's, again, signal that we have new leadership that is competent and understands the way that the game is played and how to construct a roster appropriately. On the defensive side of the ball, I can't wait to see Jesse Minter's mind at work. I mean, I love the beauty and the way he mixes up multiple calls, but only out of a few defensive fronts. So for my X's and O's folks out there, think about it like this. Let's say, like, your favorite look is a nickel or a 4-2-5 with a big nickel at the star position. So, like, Minter could run that set for the majority of a game and give you everything from, like, 7 in coverage to zone blitzes where you drop an edge into, like, the hook or flats. He can run cover 0, so all man coverage, overload blitz, bluff an overload blitz, and create one-on-ones on the opposite side where guys like Khalil and whoever's aligned next to him on the interior can cause problems. Just the simplicity of lining up in just a couple of sets, but running multiple plays out of those sets can drive defenses nuts, because you can align for the appropriate set, but when there's so many different things that you can do out of just like 2 or 3 looks, it's super frustrating, because when you try to do too much, a la Brandon Staley, you create breakdowns in your defense. Guys have to overthink things. But as far as the sets are concerned, if you know where you need to be aligned because you're accustomed to playing just a few of them, it kind of boils down to communication at that point. If everyone is very in sync and understands their assignments, then it allows you to play faster and freer. And defensive guys feel more comfortable with doing things like going after the ball, maybe playing a little looser. The technique can still be good across the board, but if you understand that you have a guy who's adept at making plays in front of you, you might know how to cover his back, but also not bust in your particular zone. So again, there's a lot to be done in this defense, and I cannot wait to see Jesse Minter and his evil genius mind at work. I'm looking forward to seeing the old Derwin James back in action. You know, with the more pared down approach to his usage, it just feels like he's due for another big year where he can reclaim his status as a top 2 or 3 safety in the league. So come on, DJ, we need it. You know who else I can't wait to see, though? The new addition, Elijah Molden, who came over from the Tennessee Titans via trade. He could be a wild card because of his versatility and playmaking ability in the slot and between the numbers as a safety. That trade could pay major dividends. You can look at him also like a chess piece, similarly to the way that you would look at Derwin, but I'm not saying he's going to play that exact role. He might actually be interchangeable, again, with his ability to play in the slot and safety with like an Alohi, or you'll just kind of see him maneuvering about, again, maybe playing some deep half, but probably also more so in that slot role. He's not afraid to come up and get his nose dirty in the running game. And again, as a playmaker, dude has a nose for the ball. He has a tendency to be around to make plays. Some people have compared him to Tyrann Mathieu. I wouldn't say he's as athletic as Tyrann or as quick, but I understand the instinctual side of it. I'm not ready to call him like the new Honey Badger. Let's not do that. So, all in all, less story long, I expect the Chargers to put foot to rectum with the final score, Chargers 24, Raiders 10. And with that, guys, talk to me. Fam, what do you fellas, or who do you fellas look at as being this game's offensive and defensive MVP? If you need something a little bit more broad, who's the player that you most want to see a standout performance from? Pick and choose whatever way you want. So do your thing, CC Bros. Other than that, y'all know who it is. Until we meet again after we stump a mud hole in the Raiders, y'all know who it is. It's Mr. Bolt Ganger Do Not Bang, a.k.a. T-O-P underscore F-L-Y-T-3 over on Twitter. You can also catch me on the Lightning Round podcast. Come kick it with us over there. We do after hours after every game. I'm having a mailbag show on Friday, and we have some other shows throughout the week individually. So feel free to avail yourselves to that. You know what, folks? I think I want to take this time out to give myself a pat on the back. You know why? I've managed to go all week without bickering with Raiders fans on Twitter. Think I'm showing growth. Am I retiring Petty P? Maybe. Well, that's it for me, guys. Until the next time. Listen, fam. Come on. Y'all know me better than that. Yo, check this out. The Raiders. Your logo's eye patch. Al Davis Jr.'s Lloyd Christmas haircut. Your towel and water boys. Your history, well, maybe not all of it. I love John Madden, Bo Jackson, Ronnie Lott, Marcus Allen, Rod Woodson, Tim Brown, etc. So respect to the legends. And the bus y'all ride to the stadium in. I hope the AC breaks. Now. Okay. Love you. Bye.
I was just getting ready to pat you on the back, Craig, but then you unleashed.
Totally redeemed yourself.
Totally redeemed yourself. So many good things to be excited about there, Craig. I can't agree with you more. That's just
hope
the
AC breaks. That's the move. Hand the screw
your
water
boys. Christmas haircut.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But the question: who do we look at being offense and defense MVP? I think he just means for this game, not like season wide. So who's going to be the MVP on both sides of the ball for this game?
Go ahead, Kyle. You go first.
I'll go defensively. I just got to go Derwin James. This is like a belief pick. Like, if he can be the MVP, we're going to be so successful on defense. Because you know Khalil's going to do what Khalil's going to do. If Joey's healthy, you know what he's going to do. I feel like if Derwin can just switch it on and go back to his old self, the defense is going to be pretty lights out. So I'm going to go with Derwin James. This is a hope pick. I think more realistically, I think it's going to be one of those edge rushers.
Yeah.
But my hope is that it's Derwin James.
I'll go with, I think Joey Bosa is going to come out and have a better game than Mac did last year. I think Bosa is going to have at least two sacks.
Wait, Mac last year had six sacks.
Well, not betting, like, he's not going to be out. He's not going to be outplayed. I misspoke. He's not going to be outplayed.
Oh, this game.
This game is not going to be outplayed the way that Bosa was outplayed. Got it. I think Joey's going
to
have an awesome
I thought you were about to bowl. You were about to predict seven sacks.
No, that's not happening. It could happen. I think maybe total, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, total seven sacks. That'd be pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah.
I will say, I'll say, Scott Matlock. I think I just tackled both sides. Like defense, offense.
Yeah, that's
and
one of those
teams.
Flex players. That's like a flex player you can throw in there and get points from both. That makes sense. Yeah.
Actually, I wonder now. I should look to see if I could draft Scott Matlock in fantasy
as a running back.
Yeah,
he's not going to get.
I mean, you
carries.
Could. You will get he zero get, points.
He might
I
don't
get
know. A touchdown, he could be. You know?
He caught touchdowns when he was with BSU. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I guess
if I'm feeling frisky,
take a flyer, dude.
Yeah. All right. Any offensive MVPs you guys are looking at?
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, it's going to be Justin.
He's going to go out of his mind. And then I think I'm just going to go Justin Herbert. I think that's
it's
the
been a
I was
long
gonna say
time.
Another name, but it's Justin.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we got to see Justin Herbert play football.
Too long.
So excited.
One might say.
So excited.
Yeah. All right. There you go, Craig. Thank you again for another awesome Craig experience. We really appreciate it. But that is essentially all that we have for this episode, folks. But before we go, as mentioned in the last episode, we do our Bolt predictions on Friday. So we have some Bolt predictions to make.
Who's going to start? Come at me, bro.
I'll go first. We're definitely winning this game.
Yes.
I think the score is 27-13 Chargers. We win pretty decisively. I have an interesting idea. So I think we're going to have five sacks.
Okay.
I think three of them are going to happen between Khalil Mack, the starting edge rushers, and then two for the backup edge rushers. So between those four players, that's how that'll lay out. So five sacks. Okay. And then we're going to have one fumble, one interception. It's going to be a turnover massacre on Sunday.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Kyle?
Yeah, so I had the same score, but for the purpose of creativity and more fun, we'll switch it. I'll go 28-14. Ooh, so one nice. More points each.
Only touchdowns. Let's go. No field goal.
My bold prediction is that Jesse Minter is going to actually take away Davante Adams and make somebody else beat us. So I'm going to go Davante Adams less than 75 yards receiving, which we have not come close to that any time that we've played them. So Davante Adams under 75. I think Minter is going to actually put some kind of importance on jamming him and having someone over the top instead of just playing his own and letting him run around everyone and catch 10 balls for 150 yards.
Love it.
So good.
That's such a realistic one. You're probably going to hit it then. I did some crazy shit on mine. This is never going to happen, but that's just exciting to say.
Yeah, it's just fun. Yours is more fun.
Let's see. I'm going to say Chargers win 35-17.
Ooh, shellacking.
Yeah, but come on. This is the game that they need to bounce back from and say, no, what happened last year ain't happening again, pal. Not around here. So 35-17, and I predict three interceptions, one of them run back for a pick six, and I say the pick six goes to Alohi Gilman.
Nice.
Let's go. I love it. Very
little
specific.
Ass boy throwing picks all day.
Ass boy.
Love it. So there you go, folks. Bolt predictions in the book, week one. From this point out, it's just excitement for
we're gonna be
all
of
us.
I just got so many butterflies.
Same. We're going to be flying. We're going to be coming in hot. We're going to be doing all the fun stuff. And hopefully we're going to see you there at Thunder Alley pregame for the week one game against the Raiders. I'm so excited, folks. But that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
I've never been this excited for anything in my entire life. So let's go. Let's go, Harbaugh.
This is a guy with four kids, folks.
Yeah, I love my kids. Let's go, Harbaugh.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
K, love you, bye.
K, love you, bye.
K, love you, bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.